This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Moroccan counterpart Abdellatif Louvie today jointly inaugurated India's first overseas defense manufacturing facility set up by Tata Advanced Systems Limited TASL in Barishad. Describing the inauguration as a historic moment in the evolving strategic partnership between India and Morocco, Mr. Singh said India's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat is not merely to manufacture its own needs, but to develop capabilities that allow India to become a credible source of advanced technology and high-quality products for the world. The Defence Ministry said under the contract, TASL will deliver these vehicles to the Royal Moroccan Army with initial deliveries scheduled to begin next month. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 at a grand ceremony in New Delhi. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal has been honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The Best Feature Film Award was given to the Hindi movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award was presented to Kathal, a jackfruit mystery. In the Best Actor category, actor Shah Rukh Khan was honoured for his film Jawan, while actor Vikrant Massey was conferred for 12th Fail. The Best Actress Award was given to actress Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu praised the growing presence of women-centric films, calling it a positive social indicator. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that for the convenience of passengers, 12,000 special trains will be operated during upcoming Deepavali and Chhat festivals. Mr. Vaishnaw was addressing a press conference in New Delhi today.
This year, a target of 12,000 special trains was set. So I would like to say with great satisfaction that out of these 12,000, 10,000 trains have already been notified, even before the peak rush of October. This has never happened in the history of Indian Railways. Around 150 trains will be totally unreserved, meant for last-minute movement. Another 50 trains will be notified in the next 2 to 3 days. The movement of special trains will begin from October 1st and will continue till around November 15th.
Department of Food and Public Distribution today signed a memorandum of understanding with Food Corporation of India in New Delhi. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, the MOU aims to set performance parameters and goals to ensure greater efficiency and accountability in food grain management. The agreement will emphasize on reducing storage losses, improving the utilization of warehousing capacity, enhancing logistics and supply chain performance, and strengthening quality control. Continuous heavy rainfall has caused severe flooding in several districts of Maharashtra, including Bid, Dharashiv, Solapur and Ahilyanagar. Teams of the National Disaster Response Force have been deployed for rescue operations. According to the NDRF, 39 people were safely evacuated in Bid district. In Dharashiv's Kapilapuri village, 182 residents were rescued. In Ahilyanagar's Karjat Tehsil, 17 people have been rescued so far. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over West Bengal, Odisha and Chhattisgarh during the next 2 days. IMD has also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall in northeastern states, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana and Vidarbha tomorrow. The Indira Gandhi Cultural Centre, IGCC, High Commission of India Dhaka marked National Ayurveda Day 2025 this evening with a special program showcasing India's traditional wellness heritage. This year's theme, Ayurveda for People, Ayurveda for Planet, highlighted the role of Ayurveda in promoting both individual well-being and ecological sustainability. And that is the end of this news bulletin.